CNN CEO Chris Licht is out after barely a year running that network. He ruffled feathers inside CNN for seeming to say the network was too against former President Trump, too for public health officials during the pandemic. And he was widely derided for his decision to air that town hall with Trump and impassioned MAGA followers last May. Then there was the huge profile of Licht in The Atlantic last week, talking more to the reporter, Tim Alberta, maybe than his own employees. NPR media critic David Folkenflik is here. David, what happened today? Was it that damning Atlantic piece, 44 pages?
I think the Atlantic piece laid bare for the public what was well known inside, which was that he had lost what goodwill he had and what respect he had internally, that he had failed to build bridges to the dedicated, you know, thousands of journalists who work there, not only nationally, but globally, and that he had repeatedly performed a sort of an act of ritual disrespect of the work that many had done, even as he provided his own critique of things that he needed to be adjusted.
What did he say he was trying to do?
He said he was trying to set the network back on the course intended from its founding, that is, to be straight ahead, not to the left and liberal leaning, as MSNBC does these days, not to the, you know, strongly right of center approach that Fox News takes, and not polemical. He wanted there to be more reporting and analysis, but it wasn't clear how that translated. And for all of his successes in programming and devising shows at MSNBC and CBS, for all of his success at The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and writing the ship there, after Colbert had troubles for a year, he really didn't have any wins on the air at CNN as well. So he had disrespected staff. He hadn't been able to reverse course there. And he'd really spent a lot of his time focusing on his own public image and on, trying to cultivate people outside the network.
Yeah. Look, there are journalists who don't disagree with Licht that CNN had become maybe too one note, too circle the wagons, too self-righteous maybe in coverage of Donald Trump. But others say, how else do you cover someone who lies? You know, lies and leads Americans over a cliff, or into an attack on the Capitol. Is this finally a story essentially of Donald Trump, you know, kind of maybe breaking something else, you know, as he has broken some things?
Trump came to office attacking CNN as fake news, singling out Jim Acosta, one of their White House reporters, campaign reporters, repeatedly for kind of rhetorical abuse. And to some degree, CNN responded in kind, Acosta being a particularly outspoken Don Lemon, who had been in primetime, was later shifted to the morning show in an ill-fated experiment. But these were things that could be adjusted. Acosta's still hosting on the weekends now, and his show has become a little bit more subdued and focused, but he hasn't lost his ability to call out the facts. So none of this was foreordained. These are a series of choices.
Yeah, I just only have a few seconds here, but some journalists feel, you know, darned if you do, darned if you don't.
More this is a failure of leadership, a failure of management, and also a lack of any actual business strategy to say to CNN, okay, not only are we going to do it in the way that I want to do it, we're going to do it in a way that leads forward, not a reaction of what was done behind.
Okay, can't wait to see what happens and hear your thoughts about it. NPR media critic David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.